Riders and mechanics mill about the DoubleTree Hotel parking lot on a morning before the race. Bijou Thomas seems to know all of them.
Hi, how are you? It's good to see you again.
Thomas plans the meals for the 128 cyclists on the tour. He works with hotels to make sure they supply the right breakfasts and dinners for the riders. His own trailer food truck supplies the recovery meals as soon as riders dismount.
The sooner you eat, the quicker your body starts to replenish the glycogen stores you've already depleted. So the quicker you can replenish them, the better you're going to feel tomorrow.
Thomas helps riders replenish their depleted energy reserves with sweet potato burritos and chicken fried rice.
We try to do burritos as often as we can because most of the European dudes come here and they love anything, you know, even remotely in the shape of or sounds like a burrito.
There's a second post-ride dinner back at the hotel. For all meals, the key word is simple. No heavy sauces or dressings, with the fewest ingredients as possible.
These guys need to be able to eat and then go train, ride, go recover. They can't just go into a food coma. So we take out a lot of dairy and excess salt and sugar and all that. We make the food really clean, but really delicious still.
In terms of volume of food, pro cyclists don't have to worry.
It's almost physically impossible to eat too much with the amount of calories that we burn.
Lucas Usher is competing on the Amgen Tour with the United Healthcare team. He says Nutella is a pro cycling favorite.
Sometimes those quick sugary things that in a regular diet probably could cause someone to go diabetic are things that we need to turn into fuel.
Before each day's ride, Usher will eat things like rice, eggs, avocado, or oatmeal. Food that's easy on the stomach and can be processed quickly. When he's on the bike, he'll bring bite-sized peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or almond butter blueberry rice cakes. At the most intense points of the race, he whips out the carbohydrate gels.
Any available time I have in that race, I'm putting something in my mouth. And so you have to take advantage of any dull moment in the race to eat and drink and make sure you're refueled, rehydrated, and ready to go when the race picks up again.
Each one of those days, they cannot fall behind. They can't fall behind on calories, on protein, and on key nutrients.
Dr. Liz Applegate is director of sports nutrition at UC Davis. She says the riders start fueling themselves with carbohydrates 45 minutes into the ride, and they don't stop.
We're talking about close to, if not 400 calories or so per hour. They're burning more than that, though. They're burning 600 to over 800 calories per hour of cycling. So they're going into a deficit during this 100-mile ride, and then they got to make up for that afterwards so they're ready for the next day.
Applegate says among all the athletes she works with, pro cyclists are the toughest, and they know how to use diet and nutrients to perform.
It's down to a microsecond who's going to win the stage. And carbohydrates and caffeine are two things those cyclists can use for that last minute burst. So they know when to take what and how much.
Applegate says nutrition is each team's secret weapon. But pro cyclist Lucas Usher says for him, eating for performance is about creating an emotional connection with food.
While you're preparing for a race, you want to be happy, right? You want to produce the chemicals in your body that are going to keep you going day in and day out.
After the race, his focus shifts to anti-inflammatory foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, key ingredients to enable him to compete up to 100 days a year. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.